Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat Shalom. Send that salam. We have a double portion. Double portion right here, the 39th and the 40th, Chukat and Balak. So right here for the Shabbat time, after the Shabbat podcast here on the In and the Irish. Stay tuned. Chabarim, right here. Shabbat Shalom. Send that salam. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe HaShabbat throughout their generations, a perpetual covenant. It's a sign between me and the children of Israel, the children of Israel forever. For 6 days Jehovah made Hashemayim, the heavens and earth and the earthly plain. And on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed, 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 refreshed. Beni u vein bnei Yisrael oti le'olam ki shesheta yamin asah Yahua. Eta Hashemayim wa eta ha'aretza Uwa vayoma ha'shevi'i Shavat, shavat, vayina, 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 vayina. It is a sign between I and the sons of Israel. Baini u vein b'nei Yisrael. Ot he, she is a sign. Ot he, ot, he, ot, he. Baini u vein b'nei Yisrael. Ot he le'olam, 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 le'olam. For she, it is. She is a sign between I and the children of Yisrael. Le'olam, for I the le'olam. For in 6 days, Kia Shesheta Yamin, he who be, who he be made, Asah Yahuwah, Jehovah made, Eta Hashemayim, the heavens, Eta Haaretz, and the earth and the earthly plain, Uvayom Mahashavi. And on the seventh day, U Bayom HaShabi'i Shavata Wayayina 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 Wayayina. He ceased from work. Shavat, Shavat, Shavat Wayinafash, Wayinafash. And rested. He rested and was refreshed. Shavat Wayinaf Naf 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 Naf. And then yes. Let's get it started right here after the Shabbat podcast. Shabbat Shalom, Sendmet Salam right there. The Eitz Chaim, Dubwise, with the key verses that come from Ki Tisah, Exodus chapter 31, verses 16 to 17. Often called Veshamu, and they shall guard, shall hedge about the Shabbat, Sabbath time right here, the After Sabbath podcast. We have a double portion.
My God, it's full of stars.
Yeah.
My God, it's full of stars, full of stars.
Hold, hold. Come.
Hulatanya. Edame Yemibad. Said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel Abdara, the Kokoboch Samayin Asgeta, Kohulum Ahayin Asaye, Meskel Abdara, the Kokoboch Samayin Asgeta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains.
My God, it's full of stars.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah-ra-sa-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra
it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars.
Bo, Natsahia, let's get it started right here. Here, the credo, the credo. In the jammer. Start.
Bless Beab, Ubu, Manfat, Badu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Babylon burning, Babylon burning, Babylon burn. They have no water.
Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord. Lord.
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings the Redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who seek in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one? And who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto you as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, the Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires repentance. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord our God, this year and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all days. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offering and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hands, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercies never cease, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolence. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away, that your beloved ones may be delivered. Help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name. Do it for the sake of your right hand. Do it for the sake of your Torah. Do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our fathers, that the Beit Hamikdash be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah.
In your amen. Torah. In your amen. Torah. In your amen. Torah. In your amen. Torah. In your
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars.
Full of stars.
Full of stars.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial Jah Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. Bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Lightning. Everyone should know. Converting the soul. The testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie. Everyone should know. And the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High, thy strength and thy redeemer. Selah, Selassie.
aya ingi. Imperial Majesty, Empire, Celestia, Empress, Men and I. I.
Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
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 Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Elohenu, 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 Elohenu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord. Lord.
Adonai Echad.
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 And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. 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 And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates, my 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 gates. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. Upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them. And that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God, for God, for God, for God, for God, for God, for God. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.
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 Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah,
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 tribe of Judah.
tribe of Judah. The lion of the tribe of Judah. 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 The root of David. Of David. Of David. Of David. 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 David, 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 hath prevailed to open the book, from the book, from the book, from the book, book, from the book, book, from the book, book, from the book, 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 from the book, 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 from the book, book, from the book, 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 and to loose the seven seals thereof, 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 seven seals thereof.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten
אנוכי אדוני אלוהיך, לא יהיה לך אלוהים אחרים על פניי. לא תישא את שם אדוני אלוהיך לשווא. זכור את יום השבת לקדשו. כבד את אביך ואת אמך, לא תרצח. לא תנאף, לא תגנוב, לא תענה ורעך עד שקר, לא תחמוד בית רעך.
6 days shall thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. 6 days shall thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. 6 days shall thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. 6 days shall thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. Thou shalt worship no other God besides the Lord thy God. For the Lord God is a jealous God. Thou shalt not worship in the vain images, nor graven images, nor vanity, nor even dunder. Blood is thicker than water, and even his arms to worship God. Run away from them disaster. Even, even still when you people imagine vain things. For love is what we bring, and then we got to let it bring away. That you like it. Children run, come and make me see you where you want. Children run, come and make me see you where you want. Stand in the lonely and never say that you can. Run, come, children, make me see you where you want. Even wages in at this young time until you move your breath upon writing my guidance. Tell me the sound of gonna make you live a creeper. Dash where you seek and you know don't cross the river. This is the sound of gonna make you live a creeper. So the heathen get what they want. The heathen can't get what he want. The rooty will the angle and the heathen will the blade. The rooty will the angle so the heathen got to fear. I go with them so them can't run. Parts in a run, Jaja children. Let them all run, Jaja children. Some are fancy murder and some are bossy thief. Some are cut up on the city, some are not police. So run, come children, make me see you where you want. Run, come children, make me see you where you want. Even can't get what they want.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat Shalom, send us salam. We have a double portion here in today's daily psalm according to the royal order, Psalm 41. So right here, let's rise up the chant. Right here, here, here.
Boom again, Shalom Shabbat. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
Do not delay, oh my God.
Them we kill you neatly,
blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he will be blessed on the earth. You will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him and his bed of illness. You will sustain him on his sick bed. I said, Lord, be merciful to me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My enemies speak evil of me. When will he die and his name perish? And if he comes to see me, he speak lies. His heart gathers iniquity to itself. When he goes out, he tells it.
I always left my grandmother and I'm gone all about this, my friend. Born as a leader. Because if I take on road from where I look at road. And we used to suffer. Really, really suffer.
All who hate me whisper together against me. Against me they devise my heart. An evil disease, they say, clings to him. And now that he lies down, he will rise up no more. Even my own familiar friend, in whom I put my trust, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heels against me. But you, O Lord, be merciful to me and raise me up, that I may repay them. By this time I know that you are well pleased with me, because my enemy does not triumph over me. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity, and set me before your face forever. Blessed be the Lord of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting.
Amen, and 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 amen. And all men, 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 and all
men,
and all men, and all men, and all men, and all men, and all men, and all men, and all men, and all men, all them have a chop me now. And every time we chop me, we do. Them try to bring me down. Sometimes I feel like giving up. I'm not giving up. Rather you alone to me. Much people have been on streets. And rather you alone to me.
Where is your God? When I remember these things, I pour my soul within me.
Here, today's daily psalm, give thanks, popcorn, right there, there's here. We have Psalm 41 right here, so let's rise up the chant. Ba'u na'ale et ha-mizmor. Today's mizmor, Psalm 41. Zemarewin and nansa, rise up
Psalm
the chant.
41.
Mizmor mem aleph lam natseyach mizmor le David.
Blessed is he that considereth the poor, the poor, the poor.
Ashre maskil el dal, dal, dal.
The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble, time of trouble.
Beyom ra'a yemalletehu Adonai, 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 Adonai.
The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Mine enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? And if he come to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathereth iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth it. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. An evil disease, say they, cleaveth fast unto him, and now that he lieth, he shall rise up no more. Yea, mine own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. But thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me, and raise me up that I may requite them. By this I know that thou favorest me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. And as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity, and settest me before thy face forever. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting and to everlasting.
Baruch Adonai Elohei Israel, Meha Olam Ve'ad Ha'olam, Amen Ve'amen 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 Ve'amen
Ve'amen and Amen 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 and Amen.
Yes, yes, yes. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 41. We'll go to the Midrash, a little study right here. But today's psalm reflects even this double portion that we have before us, the 39th, Chukat, the statutes, namely the statute of the Parah Aduma and the mystery concerning the red heifer, the red Hathor, red heifer, and Balak, a fretful Moabite that sought to cuss the Bnei Yisrael of the new generation. So here, double eyes, Fred Locks, yes, sir. Voice of the poor.
Psalm 41.
Mizmor mem aleph lam natzeach mizmor le David.
Blessed is he that considereth the poor.
Ashre maskil el dal.
The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble.
Beyom ra'a yemalleteu Adonai.
The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemy. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Mine enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? And if he come to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathereth iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. An evil disease, say they, cleaveth fast unto him, and now that he lieth, he shall rise up no more. Yea, mine own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. But thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me, and raise me up that I may requite them. By this I know that thou favorest me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. And as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity, and settest me before thy face forever. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting and to everlasting.
Baruch Adonai Elohei Israel, Meha'olam ve'ad ha'olam, Amen ve'amen.
Amen and Amen.
מזמור מם אלף למנצח מזמור לדוד אשרי משכיל אל דל ביום רעה ימלטהו אדוני אדוני ישמרהו וחייהו ואושר בארץ ואל תתנהו בנפש אויביו אדוני ישעדנו על ערס דבית כל משכבו הפכת וחוליו. אני אמרתי, אדוני חונני, רפאה נפשי, כי חטאתי לך. אויבי יאמרו רע לי, מתי ימות ואבד שמו? ואם בא לראות שב ידבר, ליבו יקפץ אבן לו, יצא לחוץ ידבר. יחד עליי יתלחשו כל שונאי, עליי יחשבו רעה לי. דבר בליעל יצוק בו, ואשר שכב לא יוסיף לקום. גם איש שלומי אשר בטחתי בו, אוכל לחמי, הגדיל עליי עקב. ואתה, אדוני, חונני והקימני, ואשלמה להם. בזאת ידעתי כי חפצת בי, כי לא יריע אויבי עליי, ואני בתומי תמכת בי, ותציבני לפניך לעולם. ברוך אדוני אלוהי ישראל מהעולם ועד העולם, אמן ואמן 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 ואמן.
So here, the Midrash, Interesting, as we mentioned, today's Daily Psalm 41, the theme, this double portion here, the contents. Let's get right into the Midrash right here, and after this, the Aliyot, for this double portion, a lot of territory to cover. But first, let's rise up the chant, and here is the Midrash, the study of today's Daily Psalm.
Blessed is he that considereth the poor. Ashrei masakil ildal, happy. Ashrei, beatitude. Ashrei masakil, happy is he that considereth. Ashrei masakil ildal, ildal, ildal. Hear today's daily psalm according to the royal order, Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order, Malkiya Tzedek. We have Mizmor Mim Aleph, Mim Aleph. Psalm 41, Psalm XLI. Mizmor Mim Aleph, Mizmor Mim Aleph. Lamanatriach, Mizmor Litawid, for the chief musician, for the leader, Lamanatriach, for the Manatriach, for the overcomer, Mizmor Litawid, a psalm, a chant, Isis, Mizmor Litawid, Ashrei, Masakil, Ildal, blessed is he that considereth the poor, Ashrei, Masakil, Ildal, happy, Ashrei, beatitude, Ashrei masakil, happy is he that considereth. Ashrei masakil ildal, ildal, the poor, the dal. These words are to be read in the light, in the illumination, what Scripture says elsewhere. Even in Kohelet, in the preacher, in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 14 to verse 15, the A part of the verse, and it reads, there was a little city, and few men within it. And there came a great king against it, and besieged it, and built great bulwarks against it. Now, there was found in it a poor wise man, and he, by his wisdom, delivered the city. Yet not, people consider that same poor man.
Poor man.
Gamzo. Aiti hakma tahata hashemesh ua gedola hi elai. This also have I seen as wisdom under the sun, and it seemed great to me. It seemed great to I. Gamzo aiti hakma tahata hashemesh ua gedola hi elai. Ira kitana wa en nashim baha meata. Uva eleha meleka gadol, witzaviva otaha, ua vana aleha mis odima gedolim, ua matza baha isha misaken hakam, ua milatahu etaha ir behakmato, wi adam lo zakar etaha isha ha misaken hahu. There was a little city, Kitana, and few men within it. Wanashim baha me'at, and few men in her. Wanashim baha me'at. And there came a great king against it, and there came a great king against her. Uva leha meleka gadol, and besieged her, with Sabib Otaha, and besieged her, and built great bulwarks against her, Uvana Aleha Mitz Odima Gedolim. Now, there was found in her a man poor and wise, Umatza Baha Isha Misakein Nahakam, and he, by his wisdom, delivered and he by his wisdom delivered the city. U amilat ahu et ha'ir de hakamato. Yet no man remembered that same poor man. We Adam lo zakar et ha'ish ha misaken hahu. The little city is the human being. The ir gitana, the little city is the human being. Few men within her are the organs in the body. We anashim baha me'at, few men within her are the organs in his body. We anashim baha me'at. There came a great king against it, is the inclination to evil, the yetzer hara, the inclination to evil comes against it. There came a great king against it, against her. Uva aleha melekagadol, and built great bulwarks against her, is great traps against it, great traps against her. Uvana aleha mitzodim gedolim. The poor man and wise is the yetzer hatov, the inclination to good, the yetzer hatov, the poor man and wise. Ish misaken hakam is the yetzer hatov. And he by his wisdom delivered the city from the punishment of Gehinnom, of Gehenna, Hebrew hell. And by his wisdom delivered the city. Ua milat hua et ha'ir bechakmato. And why is the yetzer hatov, the inclination to good, called a poor man, called an ish misakein? Because not all people heed it. Therefore David said, because not all people heed the yetzer hatov, the inclination to good, the inclination to do good, the yetzer hatov, blessed is that man who does heed it. Hence here it is said, even in today's daily psalm, blessed is he, ashrei, happy is he that considereth the poor. Ashrei masakil ildal, happy is he that considereth the poor. Ashrei maskil ildal. Another comment on, blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. Ashrei maskil ildal. Yom ra'ah. Maltehu Yahuwah. Happy is he that considereth the poor. Jehovah, he who be, we be, will deliver him in the day of evil. Beyom ra'ah. Yimaltehu Yahuwah. These words are to be read in the light, the illumination, what scripture says elsewhere, even in the Mishlei Shlomo, in the parables, the proverbs, mashal, in Proverbs 19 and 17, he that hath pity upon the poor lendeth to the Lord. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth to the Lord. Malwe Yahuwah Chonen Dal. He that is gracious to the poor lendeth to Yahuwah Jehovah. Malwe Yahuwah Chonen Dal. He that is gracious to the poor, the dal, lendeth to he who be who he be. Rav Yochanan said, he who visits a man in poor health removes 1/60th of his illness, and he who does not visit adds 1/60th to his illness. Rav Abin observed, if what Rav Yochanan says is true, may 60 persons come to visit a man who is in very poor health, and so rid him of his illness. According to Rav Eliezer, Eliza, the verse alludes to one who buries the corpse of a poor, unknown person. And here, the Midrash references the burial of such a person is a general obligation, for no one is as destitute as an unidentified corpse. Thus, the burial of such a person is a general obligation, for no one is as destitute, as poor, as an unidentified corpse. According to Rav Abba, the verse alludes to him who sees to it that his Yetzer HaTov, inclination to good, inclination to do good, has thorough knowledge of his inclination, Yetzer HaRa'a, his inclination to evil, to do evil. So Rav Abba, according to Rav Abba, the verse it alludes to him who sees to it that his inclination to good, to do good, has thorough knowledge, da'at, of his inclination to evil. A little additional on this Midrash reference here, that one's inclination to good, to do good, the Yetzer HaTov, needs to have thorough knowledge, full knowledge, epinosis, full knowledge of his inclination to evil, of his Yetzer HaRa'a. Here the references to the word Sakal, as we have it at the root of Masakil in Ashrei Masakil Ildal. Happy Beatitude, happy Ashrei Masakil. The root here, Sakal, that is interpreted as considerous. Ashrei Masakil Ildal. So here, the word considerous is the H7919, the root word sakal, to be prudent, to be circumspect, to wisely understand, to prosper, to be prudent, to be circumspect, to give attention to have comprehension, have insight, looking into some of the definitions, right, to the Hebrew, to the HD, to the Hebrew dimension, the Hebrew definition, as we can get here, getting to the Strong's definition. It's a primitive root, to be in a causative sense, to make or act, but to be circumspect, hence to be intelligent, to consider in that sense, be expert, instruct, prosper, prudent, skill, have good success, teach, understand, to have understanding, to make to understand, wisdom, to be, behave, consider, self, behave, self, make wise. Also, in this translation, to guide wittingly. So some of these areas where we have these words translated may refer to the sakal aspect of masakil. Just getting to the root of this word and the reference here, according to Rav Abba, that the verse, it alludes to him who sees to it that his inclination to good, to do good, has thorough knowledge of his inclination to do evil. Thus the sakal, as we have it in Masakil, Ashrei Masakil Ildal, blessed, happy, beatitude is he who considereth, in it being circumspect, Ildal, to the poor. According to Rav Asi, the verse it alludes to him who is considerate and gives money to the poor. According to the Memharan, according to the scholars, the Rebbeinu, according to the rabbis, the verse alludes to him who helps another flee from persecution by the kingdoms. What was Rav Abba's reason for saying that the verse alludes to a man who sees to it that his inclination to good, Yetzer HaTov, has thorough knowledge of his Yetzer HaRa'a, his inclination to do evil? Because the verse, blessed is he that considereth the poor, Ashrei Masakil Ildal, happy is he that considereth the poor, it shows that a man is able to deliver the inclination to good from the inclination to evil. The verse, Ashrei Masakil Ildal, happy in the beatitude sense is he that considereth the poor, this shows that a man is able to deliver the Yetzer HaTov, the inclination to do good, from the Yetzer HaRa'a, the inclination to do evil. As for Rav Asi's comment, it is explained by the next verse. The next verse that reads, the Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. Yahuwah Yishamerehu Weyachayehu. Yahuwah Yishamerehu Weyachayehu. Jehovah, preserve him and keep him alive. As for Rav Yohanan's comment, the next verse says, the Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of illness. Jehovah supports him upon the bed of illness. Yahuwah Yisa Adeinu Al Eres Dewai. Al Eres Dewai. Al Eres Dewai. Jehovah supports him upon the bed of illness. As for Rav Eliezer Elias's comment, the next verse says, he shall be blessed. He shall be blessed upon the earth. He shall be blessed upon the earth. Ve'ushar ba'aret. Ve'ushar ba'aret. Here the kere, the kativ, has yod, aleph, sheen, and resh, which possibly as yoshar, but here the kere, we ushar ba'aret. Obviously translated as, make him be happy in the land, may he be rich in the land. There, the root sense of happy, let him be called happy. He shall be accounted as happy. Ve'ushar, as we have ashrei, ve'ushar ba'aret. He shall be happy upon the earth. Here in the Midrash notes, it has, because of his goodness in burying the corpse of a poor and unknown person, connecting this with the theme, the Midrash study theme of because of his goodness in burying the corpse of a poor and unknown person. For, and he shall be blessed, he shall be blessed, happy upon the earth, upon the earthly plane. Ve'ushar ba'aret. Ve'ushar, and he shall be happy. Ba'aret, upon the aret, upon the earth. As for the comment of the Rebbeinat, of the rabbis, the next verse says, and thou wilt not deliver him to the will of his enemies. Wal titnehu b'nefesh oyvayo. And thou wilt not deliver him to the will, the desire, the will, the soul, the psyche of his enemies. Wal titnehu b'nefesh oyvayo. Another comment on Ashrei Maskil Ildal, on blessed, happy is he that considereth the poor. Rav Yonah, Jonah said, blessed is he that considereth, Ashrei Maskil, and then gives to the poor, Ildal. For what can the words he that considereth, Maskil, mean except that he keeps the poor man in mind and finds a way of keeping him alive? How so? If the poor man was once rich and had come down in the world, the considerate man goes to him and says, I hear that an inheritance is coming to thee out of a certain country, or a certain man owes thee such and such an amount. Now, if thou desirest, accept money from me, and when the inheritance comes to thy hand, or when the man pays the debt to thee, thou wilt repay me, repay I. So speaks the man who considereth, the masakil dal, who considereth the poor, masakil il dal. The Lord will deliver him in the day of evil. The Lord will deliver him in the day of evil. Biyom ra'ah ye malatehu Yahuwah, and Jehovah shall deliver him in the day of evil. Biyom ra'ah ye malatehu Yahuwah, deliver him Jehovah. A man knows no day of real evil other than the day of moto, his death, the day of the nefesh, the soul, the psyche is going hence from here. On that day, the Lord will deliver. On that day, Yemalatehu, Yahuwah, Jehovah will deliver a man from the punishment of Gehinnom, Gehinnom, Gehenna, Hebrew hell, Gehenna. Another comment, the Yom Ra'ah, the Yom Ra'ah, the day of evil, is the day of great judgment. The day of that, it is written even in Malachi, in Malachi 3:19, behold, the day cometh, it burneth as a furnace. Behold, the day cometh, it burneth as a furnace. Ki hine hayom ba, for behold, ki hine, the day cometh, hayom ba, bo'er, katanur, katanur, it burneth, bo'er, as a furnace, katanur, katanur, as a tanur, bo'er, katanur, it burneth as a furnace, ki hine hayom ba, bo'er, katanur. But what follows? But what verse follows? But to you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in its wings. Wizarha lakem yere shemi shemesh sidaka umarpe bia kanafeha. But to you that fear, that reverence, that respect my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in its wings. Wizarha lakem. And rise for your wizarha lakem. Wizarha lakem. Wizarha lakem. Yirei shemi. That fear, that reverence. Yirei shemi. Yirei shemi, fear my name, Shemesh Tzedaka, Shemesh Tzedaka, the son of righteousness, of tzedaka, of charity. Umarpe, bi kanafeha, with healing and healing. Umarpe, and healing. Bi kanafeha, and healing in her wings. Wizarha lachem yere shemi shemesh tzedaka u marpe bi knafeha. What is alluded to in the words Son of Righteousness, Shemesh Tzedaka, and healing, Son of Righteousness, and marpe, marpe, marpe? What is meant by Shemesh Tzedaka, Son of Righteousness, Shemesh Tzedaka, and Marpe, and healing? The righteousness that you wrought, that you did, that you done did for the poor, will stand up and shine for you on the great day, on the day of the great judgment, and give you healing. The righteousness, the charity, the tzedaka that you did for the poor will stand up and shine for you on the day of great judgment and give you marpe, and give you marfe, and give you healing. So too, scripture says in Yeshayahu, Yeshayah, Esaias, Isaiah 58 and 10, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul. Witafeka la raav nafshecha. Wit nefesha na ina tasabia. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry. Witafeka la raav nafshecha. And satisfy the afflicted soul. Wit nefesha. Na'ina, na'ina, tasbiya. V'nefesha, na'ina, tasbiya. And satisfy the afflicted soul. What can be meant by an afflicted soul? A nefesh, na'ina, nefesh na'inna, afflicted soul in Yeshayahu, hear, in Yeshayahu, Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 58 and 10. What can be meant by afflicted soul, soul afflicted, nefesh na'inna, except a human being whose poverty forces him to fast? For this is the way of man's nature. Though a man feed himself all the dainties in the world, if one day passes in that he does not eat, the soul, the nefesh, is afflicted and wants to leave the body. But as soon as you satisfy the poor soul, forthwith it comes to rest, is at rest, and stays with the body. Hence here, Scripture reckons it as though you drew out your own soul and gave it to the hungry man. The Lord will strengthen him upon a bed of illness. Jehovah will strengthen him upon a bed of illness. Yehovah yisadenu al eres dewai. Yahweh yisadenu al eres dewai. Al eres dewai. Al eres dewai. Is the focal point of the verse that a bed is set aside especially for illness? Is that the point of the verse, that a bed, eres, is set aside especially for dewai, al eres dewai? What exactly is meant by al eres dewai, a bed of illness? On the first day when a man is ailing, he is in need of tefillah, prayer. Even so, on the second day, and so too on the third day. But on the fourth day, it is said of him, he is really ill. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, says, behold, he is accounted ill in the eyes of all men. I myself shall now raise him. Behold, he is accounted ill in the eyes of all men. Here in the Midrash notes, it reads that visitors other than immediate members of the family visited the ill, beginning with the fourth day of his illness. It's noted that visitors other than immediate members of the family visited the ill, beginning with the fourth day of his illness. Thus, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, says, behold, he is accounted ill in the eyes of all men. I myself shall now raise him. Hence, here it is said that the Lord will strengthen him upon a bed of illness. Yahuwah yisadenu al eres dewai. Yahuwah yisadenu al eres dewai. Jehovah will strengthen him upon a bed of illness. What is meant by thou turnest all as he lies in his sickness? What is meant by kol mishakavo ha fakta bi chalyo? What is meant by this verse right here? The King James Version reads this part of verse 3. Hebraically is verse 4, but in the King James Version, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Mim Aleph Mem Aleph Psalm 41, verse 3 in the KJV, it reads, the Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Languishing there is dewai in the Amharic, dewai in the Hebrew, dewai, modern Hebrew, his bed of languishing. Thou will make all his bed in his sickness. But from the Hebrew, this may be read as, thou turnest all as he lies or lays in his sickness. Thou turnest all, call mishakavo, ha fakta v'chalyo, restore, and restore him from his bed of illness. But the sense in the Hebrew is a sense of thou turnest all as he lays in his sickness. Kol mishkavo ha fakta v'chalyo. All the sins the chatiyat, all the uckery, the sins, lack, the forfeiture that a man committed while he stood firm up on his feet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, remits for him during his illness. Hence here it is said, Kol Mishkavo Hafakta Bichalio, thou the eye turnest all as he lays in his sickness. David said, as for me, I do not ask for such remission. David said, as for I do not ask for such remission. That is, I, Dawid, David, in my illness, will not take advantage of the remission of sins. Dawid said, in my illness, I will not take advantage of the remission of sins, granted automatically, as it were, to the sick. For, as we have said in today's daily psalm, he breaks with the fifth verse, I said, O Lord, be merciful to me, heal my soul, even though I have sinned against thee, even though I have sinned against the eye. Ani amarti Yahuwah chaneni refa'a nafshi ki chatati lak. O Jehovah, be merciful to I. Ani amarti. For I said, I myself have said, Ani amarti Yahuwah chaneni. Yahweh Choneni, be merciful to Ani, to me, Yahweh Choneni, Refah Nafshi, heal my soul, Refah Nafshi, heal my psyche, heal my soul, Refah Nafshi, Ki Chatati Lak, even though I have sinned, I have acted up against the eye, Ki Chatati Lak, even though I have sinned, I have upped up against the eye. Mine enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? Mine enemies speak evil of I, saying, when will he die and his name perish? Oivai yomru ra'li. Matai yamut with avada shemo. Mine enemies, oibai yomru, they say, ra'ali, they say evil for me, they say evil against I, they say evil concerning I, ra'ali, matayamut, when will he die, matayamut, ve'avadashimo, We abad shemo, and his name, Avad, perish. Did David have enemies? Is it not written, even in 2 Samuel 18:16, all Israel and Judah loved David. Is it not written in 2 Samuel 18:16, all Israel and Judah loved David? And also in 2 Samuel 8:15, David executed justice and righteousness to all Amo, to all his people. David executed justice and righteousness to all his people. Is it not written? Since his people loved him, why did he say, Oibai, Oibai, Oivai, Oivai, Oibai? Why do you say, Oibai, mine enemies? Who were David's enemies? They who sought to do wrong and to defraud, and to whom he gave no rest, them were his enemies. They were his enemies. So here, for the note here with to whom he gave no rest, a midrash note here, it says rather, quote, and whom he prevented from doing so, and whom he prevented. So who were David's enemies? They who sought to do wrong and defraud, and whom he prevented from doing so, they were his enemies. And if one come to see me, he speaketh falsehood. His heart gathers destruction into itself. Hear, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Mim Ale, Psalm 41, Hebraically, verse 7 in the KJV. Find it at verse 6. Wim ba leot shau yidaber libi. Yikbat aven lawu yetze lachut yidaber. And if one comes to see me, to see I, wim ba leot. If one comes to see I, wim ba leot. He speaketh falsehood. Shav yidaber, shau yidaber, shau yidaber, yidaber. He speaketh falsehood. His heart gathereth destruction into itself. Libo yikbatz aven lawu, gathereth destruction into itself. Libo, his heart yikbatz, yikbatz, gathereth, kabatz, yikbatz, aven. Avain, Awain, Awain, Lawu, iniquity for him himself. When men like this come to visit me, come to visit I, they say with their mouths, May HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, have mercy on thee. They pray for me with their mouths, but they desire destruction, downstruction for me, for I in their hearts. When he goeth abroad, he speaketh of it. When he goeth abroad, he speaketh of it. Yetze lachut yidaver. And when he goeth out, yetze lachut yidaver. He speaketh. In my presence, they that hate me pray for me. But when they go abroad, they all speak against me. They all speak against I. And all of them whisper evil against me. And all of them whisper evil against I. A wicked, a ratchet matter is poured in him. Hear, hear, hear. Mizmor Mim Aleph, the 8th verse, corresponding with the 8th verse in the KJV. Devar Belial. Devar Belial. Yatsuk Ba'u. A wicked, a ratchet matter. Devar Belial. A matter of Belial. 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 Devar Belial. Yatsuk Ba'u is poured. Yatsuk Ba'u. Poured in him. They say of me, they say of I, David, David is clever. He knows what he is doing. To others, he pretends to be laid up and unable to rise, but in truth, he can leave his bed. And so they say, a wicked matter is poured in him. Devar b'liya'al yatsuk ba'u. A wicked matter is poured in him. Here, this verse, the 8th verse of today's daily psalm, Psalm 41, is translated as an evil disease. An evil disease, and then you see they have italics, say they. The words say they are not there, thus in the KJV, they're in italics. It says, say they, cleaveth fast to him. Un means not, to him. And, italics again, now, that he lieth or layeth, he shall rise up no more. So here, the evil disease, Devar Belial, 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 of Belial, Belial, or Belial, worthlessness, Belial, wicked, ratchetness, Blair, Blair, in one form, in English, Blair, the name Blair, B-E-L-I-A-R, or E-R, is basically essentially the same as Belial in its etymological roots, B-E-L-I-A-L. And Hebraically, right here, this has a sense of without profit or worthless, right? Worthless, without profit, without worthless, destruction, wickedness, ratchetness. Thus we have Devar Belial Yatsuk Bo. But here in the King James Version says, cleaveth fast. The word Yatsak can mean to pour, to flow, to cast, in that sense, to cast, even in the sense of a molten sense, pours out. By implication, to melt or cast as metal. So metal is the idea of the pour out, to cast. By extension, to place something firmly, to stiffen or to grow hard, to cast, to cleave. This is a sense like overflows, right? So this is what they're saying when they say the evil disease, right, from the KJV or more from the direct Hebrew, a wicked matter or a matter of Belial, Belial, is poured out in him. When I was asked, who said such a thing of thee? Surely it was a stranger. I replied, according to the words of today's daily psalm, here the next verse, indeed, mine own familiar friend. in whom I trusted, who did eat my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me, hath lifted up his heel against I. Gam isha shalomi, asher batachti bau, okela lachmiya, higdila alai aikev. He has lifted up his heel making big his heel against I. Higdil alai akev, akev, the aikev, akev, akev, akev. Higdil alai akev. Even my disciples, my Talmudim, turned on me. Even my disciples turned on I, my Talmudim, turned on me with kicks. How so? When they entered the Beit Midrash, the house of the Midrash, the house of study, they entered my presence gentle as kids. But when they left my presence, they became like goats, goring with their horns. By bread, David, David. David means words of Torah. By bread, lachmi, my bread. Okel lachmi, he ate my bread. Okel lachmi, lechem. By lechem, by bread, David meant words of Torah. As in the verse, in the Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, the Mashal, in Proverbs 9 and 5, it reads, wisdom saith, come, eat my bread. Wisdom, Chokmah, saith, come, eat of my bread. Chokmah, Tomar, Lekhu, Lachmu, B'lachmi, come, eat of my bread. Lekhu, Lachmu, B'lachmi, come, Lekhu, come y'all, Lekhu, Lekhu, come y'all, lachmu, lachmu, to eat bread. Come, y'all, to eat bread. Be lachmi, in my bread. Come, eaters of bread, in my bread. Come to eat bread. Leku, lachmu, be lachmi. Toma, chokma, wisdom, sayes. David said, I do not take the sayings they do to heart, for I trust in thee. For I trust in the eye. Beka, David said, I do not take the things them do to heart. For I trust in thee, I trust in the eye. Beka, Beka Yahuwah Hasiti. Wa atah Yahuwah Choneni, wa hikimeni, wa ishalmah lahem. But thou the eye, O Jehovah. Wa atah Yahuwah. Be merciful to me, to I. Choneni, choneni, wa'ata, Yahuwah, choneni. And raise, rise I up, raise me up. Wa'hikimeni, wa'hikimeni, wa'hikimeni. And raise I up, that I may requite them. Wa'ishalma lahem, wa'ishalma lahem, wa'ishalma lahem. That I may requite them. But it is not written. Is it not written, say not, thou the eye, I will requite evil, wait on the Lord, and he will save thee? According to the Mashal Proverbs, Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs 20 and 22. Al tomar ishalmah ra'a, kawe la Yahuwah we isha lak. Say not thou, al tomar, say not the eye, al tomar. Ishalmah ra, I will requite evil. Ishalmah ra, wait for Jehovah. Kaveh la Yahuwah, kaveh la Adonai, kaveh la Yahuwah. Wait for Jehovah. We yishalach, ve yishalach, we yishalach, and he will save thee, and he will save the eye. Al tomar, ishalmah ra, kaveh la Yahuwah, we yishalach. But what David meant was, I will requite them good for evil, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish them. What David meant was that I will requite them good, tov, for ra'a, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish them. By this I know that thou, that the eye delightest in me, delightest in I. By this I know that the eye delightest, I lightest in I. Hear, hear, hear. Bezota yadayeti ki hafatta ki hafatta b ki hafatta b. By this I know that thou, that the eye delightest in I. Bezot in this bezot. Yada'iti, I know, bezot yada'iti, bezot yada'iti. In this I know, bezot yada'iti, ki chafatta bi, because you delight, ki chafatta, chafatta bi, in me, bi. Dawid said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribino shel olam, Rovenu shel ha'olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, requite them with ra'a, with evil, because they are ingrates. For, according to the words of Psalm 35, verse 13, Hebraically, it reads, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. Wa'ani ba chilotam levushi sak. But as for I, when they were sick, my clothing sackcloth. Wa'ani ba chilotam levushi sak. That is, when they were sick, I put on sackcloth, sack, and made supplication for them. But when I am sick, all the supplication they make for me is that I die. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, replied, and who is to know what the sackcloth meant? Perhaps the supplication thou madest for them was that they die. Dawid answered Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, if that be true, may all that I prayed for them come upon me, come up on I. As is said, my prayer, may it return into mine own bosom. Hear, 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 in the 35th Psalm, Psalm 35, Hebraically, verse 13. Utefilati Allah cheki tashub, and my prayer, utefilati al-cheki, to upon my bosom, al-cheki tashub, may it return, may she return, tashub. U-tefilati al-cheki tashub. And he went on to say, in the words of today's daily psalm, but thou, the I, O Lord, be merciful to me, be merciful to I, and raise me up, and rise I up. Wa'ata Yahuwah chaneni, wahikimeni, and the I, O He who be, who He be, wa'ata Yahuwah chaneni, be merciful to I, wahikimeni, and raise, rise I, wahikimeni, rise I up. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, replied, since thou hast spoken in this way, by this I know that thou delightest in me. Bezot yada'iti ki chafatta bi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, replied to Dawid and said, since thou hast spoken in this way, bezot yada'iti ki chafatta bi, by this I know that thou, that the I, delightest in I. Dawid, David said, as for me, as for I, thou upholdest me because of mine integrity, and settest me and settest I before thy face forever, for ever. Wa'ani bitumi ta makta bi watatzivei lifaneka le'olam. And as for me, wa'ani, vani, wa'ani, as for I, thou, the I, upholdest me because of mine integrity. Wa'ani bi to me tamakta bi, and settest I before thy face, thy presence, thy perception, forever, for ever. Wa'tatzivei lifaneka le'olam. And then ask, in return, what shall be done for thee, for the I? In return, what shall I give thee, give the eye? There's nothing I can do save bless thee, save bless the eye. And hear, hear, hear the fulfillment of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Mim Aleph. It reads, blessed be the Lord, the God of Yisrael, of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. Baruch Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael, Mei Ha'olam Ve'ada Ha'olam. Amen Ve'amen. Blessed be Jehovah, Baruchi Yahuwah, Baruch Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael, Elohim of Yisrael, Elohei Yisrael, Mei Ha'olam Ve'ad Ha'olam, Olam, Olam, from everlasting, from eternity to eternity, Mei Ha'olama Ve'ad Ha'olam, Amen, Ve'amen, Amen, 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 Amen.
Bless His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I, continually ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman Vibration.
Rasta is something from the heart, from the heart, from the heart, from the heart.
Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children.
Mizmor Mem Aleph Lamnatseyah Mizmor Ledavid Ashre Maskil El Dal Beyom Ra'a Yemalletehu Adonai Adonai Yishmerehu Vihayehu Ve'ushar Ba'aret Ve'al Titenehu Benefesh Oyevav Adonai Yis'adenu Al Eres Debay Kol Mishkavo הפכת וחוליו. אני אמרתי, אדוני חונני, רפאה נפשי, כי חטאתי לך. אויבי יאמרו רע לי, מתי ימות ואבד שמו? ואם בא לראות שב ידבר, ליבו יקבץ אבן לו, יצא לחוץ ידבר. יחד עליי יתלחשו כל שונאי, עליי יחשבו רעה לי. דבר בלי יעל יצוק בו, ואשר שכב לא יוסיף לקום. גם איש שלומי אשר בטחתי בו, אוכל לחמי, הגדיל עליי עקב. ואתה, אדוני, חונני והקימני, ואשלמה להם. בזאת ידעתי כי חפצת בי, כי לא יריע אויבי עליי, ואני בתומי תמכת בי, ותציבני לפניך לעולם. ברוך אדוני אלוהי ישראל, מהעולם ועד העולם, אמן ואמן ואמן ואמן.
Psalm 41.
Mizmor Mem Aleph Lam Natseyach Mizmor Le David.
Blessed is he that considereth the poor, the poor, the poor.
Ashre Maskil El Dal, Dal, Dal,
The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. Time of trouble.
Beyom ra'a yemalletehu Adonai. 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 Adonai.
The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemy. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Mine enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? And if he come to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathereth iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. An evil disease, say they, cleaveth fast unto him. And now that he lieth, he shall rise up no more. Yea, mine own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. But thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me, and raise me up that I may requite thee. By this I know that thou favorest me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. And as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity, and settest me before thy face forever. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting and to everlasting.
Baruch Adonai Elohei Yisrael, mehaolam ve'ad ha'olam, amen ve'amen.
Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen and amen and amen.
Yes, 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 a little full of full there for Psalm 41, a sufferer's prayer. Right here, this double portion, let's get into the Aliyot here from the Torah. Rise up the reading and feeding right here. Hear the baraka, the blessings. Hear
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
The reader takes the scroll of HaTorah, of the law, and the following is said. Shema Yisrael. Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Echad. Echad. The reader in the congregation, hear, O Israel, he who be, we be our Elohim. He who be, we be Yahweh, is one. The reader in the congregation then say, Achad hu Eloheinu gadol, Adoneinu kadosh, with Nora Shemo. One is our Elohim, I and I Elohim. Great is I and I, Adonai, Doni I. Holy kadosh, kadosh is his name, kadosh, holy. And dreadful is his name, Kadosh, with Nora Shemo. The reader then says, Gadlu layawa iti ua ne romema shemo. Yachdau, magnify he who be, we be, with me. Gadlu layawa iti. And let us make I and I exalt his name together, together. Ua ne romema shemo. Yachdau, yachdau, yachdau. The reader in the congregation then says, Thine, thine, lika Yahuwah. Thine is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine, Yahuwah, is the kingdom and the supremacy as head, as arosh, as aras over all. Exalt ye, y'all, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his footstool. Kadosh, who holy is he? Exalt ye, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his holy mount. For Yahuwah Eloheinu is holy. Ki kadosh, Yahuwah Eloheinu. Magnified and hallowed and holy and Isla. Praise Isis and glorified, exalted and extolled above all be the name of the Supreme King of Kings, Negus Neges, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. In the worlds which He hath created, this world and the world to come, in accordance with His desire and with the desire of them that fear, that reverence, that respect Him, and of all the Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel, the rock, everlasting, eternal, and the Adonai, the Lord, Adonai of all creatures, the Elohim of all souls, who dwelleth in the wide extended heights, who inhabiteth the heaven of heavens of old, whose holiness, islandness, is above the Chayot and above the throne of glory. Now, therefore, thy name, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, shall be hallowed, shall be Isla amongst us, I and I, in the sight of all living. Let us make I and I sing a new song before him, as it is written. Sing to Elohim, the true good, the true God. Sing praises, sing Isis to Shemo, his name. Extol y'all him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Jah, Rastafari, and exalt before him. And may we, I and I, see him eye to eye when he returneth to his habitation, as it is written. For they shall see eye to eye when the Yahweh Yahuwah returneth to Zion, to Zion. And it is said, and the glory of Adonai, Adonai, shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, hath spoken it. May the Father of mercy have mercy upon a people that have been born by him. May he remember the covenant with the patriarchs. Deliver I and I souls from evil hours. Check the evil inclination in them that have been carried by him. Grant I and I of his grace and everlasting eternal deliverance, and in the attribute of his goodness, fulfill our I and I desires by salvation and mercy. The scroll of the law of HaTorah is placed upon the desk, and the reader says the following, and may he help, shield, and save all who trust in him. And let us make I and I say, Amen. Ascribe, all of you, greatness to Eloheinu, Ayanai Elohim, and render honor to HaTorah, to the law. Here, the reader names the person who is called to the reading of HaTorah, of the law. Blessed be he, who in his holiness, in his islandness, gave the law, HaTorah, to his people, Amor Yisrael. The law of Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Yahuwah is faithful, making wise the simple. The precepts of Yahuwah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahuwah is pure, enlightening the eyes. Yahuwah will give strength to Amor, to his people. Yahuwah will bless Amor, his people, with shalom, peace. As for Elohim, Ha Elohim, his way is perfect. The word of Yahuwah, of he who be, who he be, is tried. He is a shield to all them that trust in him. The congregation and the reader says, and ye and y'all that cleave to Adonai, Adonai, your Elohim, are alive, every one of you this day. Those who are called to the reading of HaTorah, the law, say the following barakah, blessing. Bless y'all, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, who is to be blessed. The congregation response is, blessed be Adonai, Adonai, who is to be blessed forever and ever. The response of the congregation is repeated, and the baraka, the blessing, continued. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu, Melech ha'olam, who has chosen us from all peoples and has given us thy law, thy Torah. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah, blessed art thou, O he who be, who he be, Notein HaTorah, who givest
the Torah, who give it Torah, the law,
give it Torah,
the law,
give it Torah,
the law,
give it Torah,
the law,
give it Torah,
the law,
give it Torah,
the law,
give it Torah,
the law,
give it Torah,
the law,
give it Torah,
the law,
give it Torah,
the law,
give it Torah,
the
law,
give it Torah,
the
law,
give it Torah.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamvara. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak Leolam Vayet. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam asher bekarbenu mebol hamayim venutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh notein ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us His Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Rastafari.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael Yahweh Eloheinu Yahweh Achad? Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Shalom, Chaberim, Shalom, the first Torah Aliyah for this Shabbat. Picking up here with the fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers, the Sefer Bamidbar, here at chapter 19, the Yod 8 chapter for this Rastafari Sabbath Torah Mana feeding, reading, word right here. Here at the Lamed 839th Rastafari Sabbatical Torah portion, reading and feeding for this Shabbat Strong. Chapter 19, the Years of Wandering. The fifth item here for this Shabbat Chukat. Shabbat Chukat. For this Sabbath of the Ordinance, KJV, Sabbath of the Statute. Statute, keyword Chukat. Senvet Yehigut Izaz Yehino. Here, for this Rishon Aliyah, for the first Aliyah. Here, the years of wandering continue. The fifth item, the ordinance, the statute, the chukat of the para, the fara aduma, of the red heifer. B'shem ha'av v'habein v'ruach ha'kadosh Yahweh echad. Why daberi Yahweh el Moshe with Il Aharon Lemor, Zot Chukat HaTorah, Asher Tziwa Yehuah Lemor, Daber El Bnei Yisrael, Yikachu Leka Fara Aduma, Tmima Asher Allah Aleha Ol. And the Yahweh, He who be, who He be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, spake to Moshe and to Aharon, saying, this is the ordinance of the law. Zot Chukat HaTorah. This is the statute of HaTorah. This is the Chukat of HaTorah, which the Yahweh hath commanded, saying, Daber, speak to the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, that they bring thee, a red heifer.
Red heifer. Red heifer. Red heifer. Red heifer.
We yikahu eleka para fara aduma, a red heifer without spot, without spot. Tamima, wherein is no blemish. Asha eina baha mumma, and upon which never came yoke. Asha lo Allah aleha ol, and ye yom shall give her to Eliezer HaKohen, to Eliezer the priest, that he may bring her forth without the camp, and one shall slay her before his face, and Eliezer HaKohen the priest shall take of her blood with his finger and sprinkle of her blood directly before the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, seven times. And one shall burn the farah, para, the heifer in his sight. Her skin and her flesh and her blood and her dung shall he burn. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall take cedar wood and hyssop and scarlet and cast it into the midst of the burning of the heifer, of the farah, para. And then HaKohen shall wash his clothes, and he shall bathe his flesh in water, and afterward he shall come into the camp. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall be unclean until the even, until the evening. And he that burneth her shall wash his clothes in water and bathe his flesh in water and shall be unclean until the even, the evening. And a man that is clean shall gather up the ashes of the heifer and lay them up without the camp in a clean place. And it shall be kept for the congregation of the B'nai Yisrael, of the children, the sons of Israel, for a water of separation. It is a purification for hachet, for chetiat, for sin, for lack, for uckery. And he that gathereth the ashes of the farah, the para, the heifer, shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the even, the evening. And it shall be to the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, and to the stranger that sojourneth among them, for a statute, chukat, a statute forever. He that toucheth the dead body of any man shall be unclean 7 days. He shall purify himself with it on the third day, and on the seventh day he shall be clean. But if he purify not himself on the third day, then the seventh day he shall not be clean. Whosoever toucheth the dead body of any man that is dead, and purifieth not himself, defileth the tabernacle of the Yahweh. And that soul, that nephesh, shall be cut off from Yisrael, because the water of separation was not sprinkled upon him. He shall be unclean. His uncleanness is yet upon him. This is HaTorah. This is the direction, instruction, the law. When a man lieth in a tent, all that come into the tent and all that is in the tent shall be unclean 7 days. And every open vessel which hath no covering bound upon it is unclean. And whosoever toucheth one that is slain with a sword in the open fields, or a dead body, or a bone of a man, or a grave, shall be unclean 7 days. For an unclean person shall take of the ashes of the burnt heifer of purification for sin, for chatiat, hachet, akari, and running water shall be put thereto in a vessel. And hear, give ear for the Shani. Hear for the Shani, Aliyah. For this Shabbat Chukat, this 39th weekly Torah portion reading and feeding. And here, fourth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Numbers, Numbers chapter 19. Here at the 18th verse is the Shani Aliyah. For this Shabbat Chukat, for this Senvet Yahigut Izaz Yihno. Here, picking up the 18th verse, Numbers chapter 19, verse 18. We lakach ezov, we tavala ba mayim, isha tahora, we hiza Allah ha ohel, we alakol ha kelim, we Allah ha nefasho tasher hayusham, we Allah ha nogea. Ba etzem or ba halal or ba meta or ba kaver. Hear, hear, hear for the Sheni, the second Aliyah for this Shabbat Chukat. Here at verse 18, Numbers chapter 19, verse 18. And a clean person shall take hyssop, take hyssop, take hyssop, take hyssop, take hyssop, take hyssop, and dip it in the water and sprinkle it upon the tent and upon all the vessels and upon the persons that were there and upon him that toucheth a bone or one slain or one dead or a grave. And the clean person shall sprinkle upon the unclean on the third day and on the seventh day, and on the seventh day he shall purify himself and wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and shall be clean at eve and at evening. But the man that shall be unclean and not purify himself, that soul, that nephesh, that psyche, shall be cut off from among the congregation, because he hath defiled the sanctuary of the Yahweh. The water of separation hath not been sprinkled upon him. He is unclean. And it shall be a perpetual statute to them, that he that sprinkleth the water of separation shall wash his clothes, and he that toucheth the water of separation shall be unclean until even, till evening. And whatsoever the unclean person toucheth shall be unclean, and the soul, the nephesh, the psyche that toucheth it shall be unclean until even, until evening. Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book, called and known as Numbers, Numbers chapter 20, the years of wandering, continued, the sixth item, the death of Miriam. Then came the Bnei Yisrael, even the whole congregation, into the desert of Zin, in the first month, the first moon, and the people Ha'am abode in Kadesh, and Miriam died there, and was buried there. The years of wandering, the seventh item, thirst in the old place of thirst. Compare and contrast Exodus chapter 17, verses 1 and 2. Here, fourth book of Moses, Hebrew book, Numbers chapter 20, here, verse 2. And there was no water for the congregation. And they gathered themselves together against Moshe and against Aharon, against Aaron. And Ha'am chode with Moshe and spake, saying, would to Elohim that we had died when our brethren died, listen to Yahuwah, before Jehovah. And why have you all brought up the congregation of the Yahweh into this midbar, into this wilderness, that we, that I and I and our cattle should die there? And wherefore have you all made us to come up Mimitzrayim, out of Kemet, out of Egypt, to bring us into this evil place? It is no place of seed, or of figs, or of vines, or of pomegranates. Neither is there any water to drink, to drink. And Moshe and Aharon went from the presence of the assembly, to the door, to the petach of the Ohel Moed, of the tent of meeting, the tent of appointment, the tent tabernacle of the congregation, aggregation, and they fell upon their faces, and the kabodi Yahuwah, and the gloried kavod of Jehovah appeared to them, 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 to them.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai
Echad, Adonai Echad. Ah, here. Here we are at the Shalishi, Aliyah, for this Shabbat Chukat. Here for the third Aliyah, for this Shabbat Chukat Sabbath statute, Sabbath ordinance. Here picking up with the fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers chapter 20, here at verse 7, for the Shalishi Aliyah offering up offering an afora for this Shabbat Chukat, water from the rock and Moshe's Chatiat. Water from the rock and Moses' sin, Moses' lack, Moses' uckery. Here, picking up with Numbers chapter 20, verse 7. Why daberi Yahweh el Moshe leimor kach et ha-mateh ve-hakehela et ha-edah ata ve-aheron achika we dibartem ella ha sala le ayanehema we natana meya mayu we hotseta lahema mayimina hasala we hishakita eta ha eda we eta de yaram. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, saying, take the rod, kach et hamateh, take the rod and gather thou the assembly together, together. We hakahel et haedah, thou and Aaron, Aharon, thy brother. Ata, we Aharon, ahika, 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 ahika. And speak y'all to the rock. We dibartem illa hasel 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 before their eyes. Le aynehem. And it shall give forth his water. And it shall give forth his water. We natana meyamayam. We hold a tala hema mai mina hasel asel 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 asel. And thou shalt bring forth to them water out of hasel asel 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 asel, water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation, the aggregation, and their beasts. Drink, 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 drink. We he shakita etaha eda we ela de tiram. And Moshe took the rod from Lifnei Yahuwah, from before Jehovah, as he commanded him. And Moshe and Aharon gathered the congregation, aggregation together before the rock. And he said to them, hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moshe lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice. And the water came out abundantly. And the congregation, the aggregation drank, and their beasts also. And the Yahweh, Yahweh HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, He who be, we be, blessed be the Holy One, blessed be the name, spake to Moshe and Aharon, because ye, y'all, believed me not, admitted not the truth of night, to sanctify me, sanctify I in the eyes of the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel. Therefore ye, y'all, shall not bring this congregation, this aggregation, into the land which I have given them. This is the water of Meribah, because the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, strove with the Yahweh, and he was sanctified in them, 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 in them. And here, 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 Shema, Yisrael, give ear, give ear right here, 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 for the Rabbi, Rabbi, the Rabbi Aliyah, for this Shabbat Chukat, send that good Zaz, you know, for this Shabbat, for the Rabbi Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. Here, picking up with the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Numbers, Numbers chapter 20, chapter 20 here at verse 14, the years of wandering, the eighth item, the never forgiven sin, ha-chet, chat-yat, the sin, the akri, the sin of Adam, of Edom. Here, 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 for the Rabbi Aliyah, offering up an afora for this Shabbat Chukat. Why Yishlach Moshe Malakim mi kadesha illa melek edom kohamara achika Israel hata ya daita eta kol hat hata laa asher ni sa atanu. Here, here, for the Revi'i Aliyah. And Moshe sent messages from Kadesh to the king of Edom, the king of Edom. Wa Yishlach Moshe Malaki Mi Kadesh Ela Meleka Edom. Thus saith thy brother Yisrael, Kohamar Achika Yisrael, thou that I knowest all the travel that hath befallen, that hath befallen us, I and I. Hata yada'ita etakola hatala asha nisa'atanu. How our fathers, our patriarchs went down into Mitzrayim, into Egypt, into Kemet, and we have dwelt in Egypt, in Mitzrayim, in Kemet, a long time. And the Egyptians vexed us, vexed I and I, and our fathers. And when we cried, when we called out, when we shouted to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, he heard our voice and sent an angel, Melaak, and has brought us, I and I, forth, Mi Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, out of Kemet. And behold, we, I and I, are in Kadesh, a city in the uttermost of thy border. Let us make I and I pass, I pray the I, through thy country. We will not pass through the fields or through the vineyards, the vineyards, neither will we, I and I, drink of the water of the wells. We, I and I, will go by the king's highway. We will not turn to the right hand nor to the left until we have passed thy borders. And Edom said to him, thou shalt not pass by me, lest I come out against thee, I, against thee with the sword, 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 sword. And the Bnei Israel said to him, we, I and I, will go by the highway. And if I and my cattle drink of thy water, then I will pay for it. I will only, without doing anything else, go through on my feet. And he said, thou, the I, thou shalt not go through. And Edom came against him with much people, with enough people, and with a strong hand. Thus, like this, Edom refused to give Yisrael passage through his border. Wherefore, Yisrael turned away from him. 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 From him.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, 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 Yisrael. Give ear right here for the Hamishi, Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. Offering up an afora for this Shabbat Hukat here at verse 23, Numbers chapter 20, verse 23, for the Hamishi, the fifth Aliyah for this Shabbat Hukat. And here we're at the death of Aharon, the death of Aaron, for the Hamishi Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 20, verse 23, for the Hamishi Aliyah. Wa'yisu'u mikadesh wa'yabo'u b'nei Yisrael kol ha'eda hor ha'har 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 and the children of Yisrael, even the whole congregation journeyed from Kadesh and came to Mount Hor. Why Yisrael, Mik Kadesh, why Yabou, Bnei Yisrael, Kol Ha'eda, Hor Ha'har. Verse 22, Numbers chapter 4, Numbers chapter 20, verse 22. Actually, for the Hamishi Aliyah. And here at verse 23, the death of Aaron. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe and Aharon in Mount Hor. And the Yahweh spake to Moses and Aaron in Mount Hor by the coast of the land of Edom, saying, Aharon shall be gathered to Amo, to his people. For he shall not enter into the land which I have given to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Yisrael, because ye all rebelled against my word at the water of Meribah. Take Aharon and Eleazar, his son, Beno, and bring them up to Mount Hor, and strip Aharon of his garments, and put them upon Eleazar, Beno, his son. And Aharon, Aaron, shall be gathered to his people, and shall die there. And Moshe did as Yahweh commanded, and they went up, Aliyah, up into Mount Hor, in the sight of all the congregation, the aggregation. And Moshe stripped Aharon of his garments, and put them upon Eleazar, Beno, Eleazar, his son. And Aharon died there, in the top of Hahar, the top of the mount. And Moshe and Eleazar came down from Hahar, from the mount. And when all the congregation, the aggregation, saw that Aharon, that Aaron was dead, they mourned for Aharon, for Aaron, 30 days even. All the Beit Yisrael, all the Beit Yisrael, all, even, all the house of Yisrael. Fourth book of Moshe, Moses' Hebrew book, that's called Numbers, chapter 21, the march of Israel. First item, victory. And when King Arad, the Canaanites, which dwelt in the south, heard tell that Israel came by the way of the spies, then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. And Israel vowed a vow, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, and said, If thou, the I, wilt indeed deliver this people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities. And Yahuwah, Jehovah hearkened to the voice of Israel, and I delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities. And he called the name of the place Hormah. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Yam Suf, by the way of the Etera Bahir, the Eritrean Sea, by the way of the Red Sea, to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of Ha'am, of the people, was discouraged because of the way. The march of Israel, the march of Israel, second item, the serpent of brass. Compare and contrast Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. John chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. Here, Numbers chapter 21. Here at verse 5, the march of Israel. Second item, the serpent of brass. And Ha'am, the people, spake against Elohim, the true good, the true God, and against Moshe, against Musa, against Moses. Wherefore have y'all brought us, I and I, up to Aliyah, Mimitraim, out of Kemet, out of Egypt, 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 to die by Midbar in the wilderness, the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water. Our soul, our psyche loathes this light bread. And the Yahweh sent seraphim, fiery serpents, among Ha'am, the people. And they bit Ha'am, the people. And much enough people of Israel died. Therefore Ha'am, the people, came to Moshe, to Moses, and said, We have sinned. We have ucked up. For we, I and I, have spoken against Yod Hey Weh Hey, the Yahweh, against Jehovah, and against thee. Pray, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, that he take away the seraphim, take away the serpents, Nahashim, from I and I. And Moshe prayed for Ha'am. And the Yahweh said to Moses, make the eye a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live.
Wira oto wahai wayas Moshe ne hash ne choshet wa ishamehu al hanes with hayaima nashak ha nahash et isha with hi abita ella nahasha han hosheta wahai. And Moses, Moshe, made a serpent of brass. Wayasa Moshe nechash nechoshet. And Moshe made a nechash nechoshet, a serpent of brass, and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass,
For this double course, sabbatical study, this Ayanai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Wira oto wahai, wayas Moshe ne hash ne choshet, wayishamehu al hanes, wihayayima nashak. Ha nahash et isha with hi abita illa nahasha han hosheta wahai.
And Moses, Moshe, made a serpent of brass.
Wayasa Moshe nahash nechoshet.
And Moshe made a nahash nechoshet, a serpent of brass, and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass,
wahai,
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 he
live,
Shema
Israel.
Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers chapter 21. Here at Numbers chapter 21, verse 10, for the Sheshi Aliyah, the sixth offering up, the six anafor for this Shabbat Chukat is Senbet Yehigu Tizaz Yihno. Yehigu Tizaz Yihno. For this Shabbat Chukat. Shabbat, Sabbath statutes, Sabbath ordinances. Here, Numbers chapter 21, here at verse 10, for the Sheshi. The Sheshi Aliyah, the sixth Ali, sixth Ali, sixth Ali, sixth Ali, sixth Ali, sixth Ali, sixth Ali.
Wa Yis'u B'nei Israel, Wa Yachnu
Be
or bore,
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 or bore.
And the children of Israel, the Bnei Israel, set forward. Wa'is'u Bnei Israel. And pitched Wayachnu in Obot, Obyot, Obot, Bi Obot. And they journeyed from Obyot, Obot, and pitched at Yeabari in the wilderness, which is before Moab, toward the sun rising. From thence, from there, they removed and pitched in the valley of Zared. From thence, from there, they removed and pitched on the other side of Arnon, which is Bamidbar in the wilderness that cometh out of the coast of the Amorites. For Arnon is the border of Moab, between Moab and the Amorites. Wherefore, it is said in the book of the wars of the Yahweh, what he did in the Yam Suf, what he did in the Etara Bahir, what he did in the Eritrean Sea, what he did in the Red Sea and in the brooks of Arnon, and at the streams of the brooks that goeth down to the dwelling of Ar, and lieth upon the borders of Moab. And from then, from there, they went to Be'er, that is the well whereof the Yahweh spake to Moshe, gather Ha'am, the people, together, together, and I will give them water. Then Yisrael, Israel, sang this song, spring up, O well, sing y'all to it. The princes dig the well, the nobles of Ha'am, of the people, digged it by the direction of the lawgiver with their staves. And from the wilderness, the Midbar, they went to Matatana. And from Matatana to Nahaliel. And from Nahaliel to Bamot. And from Bamot, in the valley that is in the country of Moab, to the top of Pisgah, Pisgah, which looketh toward Jeshimon.
Here for the Shabi, Aliyah, the seventh Aliyah, offering up Anafora for this Shabbat Chukat. Here. Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's called Numbers 21. Numbers chapter 21, verse 21, for the Shabi, Aliyah, the seventh Aliyah, and Afora offering up for this Senbet, Yehigut Tezaz, for this Shabbat Chukat. Here picking up at verse 21, Numbers chapter 21. Vayishlach Israel, Malakim illa Sihon, Melekaha Emori Lemor. The march of Yisrael, the third item, two victories. And Yisrael sent messengers, Vayishlach Yisrael Melakim, to Sihon, king of the Amorites, El Sihon Meleka Haemori, saying, Lemor, let me pass. Make I pass through thy land. We, I and I, will not turn into the fields or into the vineyards, the vineyards. We, I and I, will not drink of the waters of the well. But we, I and I, will go along by the king's highway until we, I and I, be past thy borders. And Sihon would not suffer Israel to pass through his border. But Sihon gathered all his people, Amor, together and went out against Israel into the Midbar, into the wilderness. And he came to Jahaz, and fought against Israel. And Israel smote him with the edge of the sword and possessed his land from Arnon to Yabok, to Jabok, even to the children of Ammon, for the border of the children of Ammon was strong.
And Yisrael, Israel, took all these cities. And Yisrael dwelt in all the cities of the Amorites, in Heshbon, and in all the villages thereof. For Heshbon was the city of Sihon, Sihon, the king of Amori, of the Amorites, who had fought against the former king of Moab, and taken all his land out of his hand, even to Arnon. Wherefore, they that speak in Proverbs say, come to Heshbon, let the city of Sihon be built and prepared, for there is a fire gone out of Heshbon, a flame from the city of Sihon. It hath consumed Ar of Moab, and the lords of the high places of Arnon. Woe to thee, Moab, thou art undone, O people of Chemosh. Chemosh, he hath given his sons that escaped and his daughters into captivity to Sihon, Melech Ha'emori, king of the Amorites. We have shot at them. Heshbon is perished, even to Dibon, and we, Einai, have laid them waste, even to Nophah, which reaches to Medeba. Thus, like this, Israel dwelt in the land of Ha'emori of the Amorites. And Moshe sent to spy out Jaazer, and they took the villages thereof and drove out Ha'emori, the Amorites that were there. And they turned and went up by the way of Bashan. And Og, the king of Bashan, went out against them, he and all Amor, his people, to the battle at Edrei. And Jehovah said to Moshe, fear him not, for I delivered him into thy hand, and all Amor, his people, and his land, and thou, the eye, shall do to him as thou didst to Sihon, Melech Ha'emori, Sihon, king of the Amorites, which dwelt at Heshbon. So they smote him and his sons and all Amor, his people, until there was none left him alive. And they possessed his land. Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book, that's called Numbers, chapter 22, chapter 22, the march of Yisrael. Fourth item, Balaam. Compare and contrast 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 15, Jude, verse 11, Revelation chapter 2, verse 14. And the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, set forward and pitched in the plains of Moab, on this side Yarden, Jordan, by Jericho. And thus completes the reading from HaTorah for this Shabbat Chukat, Senbet Yehigut Hizaz Yehino, Kubur Lekalu, Kubur Redimtsu, Kubur Lehailu. Glory to the Word, glory to the Sound, glory to the Power, Kubur Lebinu, Lemelkeinu, glory be to Einai Father, Einai King, Kubur Lekadamawi, Haile Selassie, glory be to the First Power of the Trinity, Beshem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Yetachina, Midhanatachi, in the name of Jesus Christos, Amen.
Here, double portion, second part of the double portion, Shema Yisrael.
Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, right here, for this Shabbat Balak. And here the Rishon, the first, Aliyah. For this Shabbat Balak. Here picking up the fourth book of Moshe. Moses, the Hebrew book that's called Numbers, the Sefer Bamidbar. Here picking up with Numbers chapter 22, verse 2. For this 40th weekly Torah portion reading and feeding and annual Rastafari sabbatical studies, and for this Shabbat Balak. Hear, the first, the Rishon, the first Aliyah, offering up Anaphora for this Shabbat Balak, Sendet Balak. Here, Numbers 22, verse 2. b'shem ha'av v'habein v'ruach ha'kadosh Yahuwah echad. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one, the one, the one, the one, the one, the one, the one. Here, picking up with the Rishon, the first Aliyah for Shabbat Balak. Vayareh Balak ben Tzippor et kol asher asa Yisrael la emori. And Balak, the son of Zippor, ben Zippor, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. And Moab was sore afraid of Ha'am, the people, because they were many, and Moab was distressed because of the Bnei Yisrael, because of the sons, the children of Yisrael. And Moab said to the elders of Midian, now shall this company lick up all that are round about us, as the ox licketh up the grass of the field. And Balak ben Zippor, Balak, the son of Zippor, was king of the Moabites at that time. He sent messengers, therefore, to Bileam, to Balaam, the son of Beor, to Pethor, which is by the river of the land of the children of Amor, his people, to call him, saying, Hine, behold, there is a people come Mimitzrayim, out of Kemet, out of Egypt. Out of Mitzrayim, Hine, behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they abide over against me. Come now, therefore, I pray thee, curse me this people, for they are too mighty for me. Peradventure, perhaps, I shall prevail, that we may smite them, and that I may drive them out of the land. For I want that he whom thou blessest is blessed, and he whom thou cursest is cursed. For I wot, for I know that he whom thou blessest is blessed, and he whom thou cursest is cursed. And the Zikne Moab, the elders of Moab, and the Zikne Midian, the elders of Midian, departed with the rewards of divination in their hand. And they came to Bileam, to Balaam, and spake to him the words of Balak, Balak. And he said to them, lodge here this night, and I will bring you word again, as Yahweh, as Jehovah, as the Yahweh shall speak to me. And the princes of Moab abode with Balaam. And Elohim came to Balaam and said, what men are these with thee? And Balaam said to Ha'elohim, the true God, Balak ben Zippor, Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, hath sent to me, saying, Hine, behold, there is a people come Mimitzrayim, out of Kemet, out of Egypt, which covereth the face of the earth. Come now, curse me them, peradventure, perhaps, maybe, I shall be able to overcome them and drive them out. And Elohim said to Balaam, thou shalt not go with them. Thou shalt not curse Ha'am, the people, for they are blessed, 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 blessed. Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 give ear right here for the Sheni. The Sheni, Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. The second Aliyah for this Shabbat Balak. Here, picking up the fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers chapter 22. Here at verse 13 for the Sheni Aliyah. The second Aliyah, second offering up for this Shabbat Balak. Wayakama bi'l'am. Babokar, wayomer illa sare balaka. Liku illa arskem. Kia mehena yuwa le titiya la halok imakem. Here, picking up Vishani, the second aliyah for the Shabbat, Balak, here, Numbers 22, verse 13, and Balaam rose up, Wayakam Bil'am, Bil'am, and Balaam rose up in the morning, Wayakam Bil'am Babokar. And Balaam rose up in the morning and said to the princes of Balak, and said to the princes of Balak, Wayomer il Sarei Balak, get you into your land, and Liku il Arisikem, for the Yahweh, he who be we be, refuseth to give me leave to go with you. Ki me haini Yahuwah le titi lahloka imakem. And the princes of Moab rose up and they went to Balak and said, Balaam refuseth to come with us. And Balak sent yet again princes more and more honorable than they. And they came to Bil'am, to Balaam, and said to him, thus, like this saith Balak, ben Zippor, the son of Zippor, let no thing, I pray thee, hinder thee from coming to me, for I will promote thee to very great honor, and I will do whatsoever thou sayest to me. Come therefore, I pray thee, curse me this people. And Balaam answered and said to the servants of Balak, if Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of Yahuwah Elohai. Go beyond the word of he who he be, my Elohim, to do less or more. Now, therefore, I pray you, tarry y'all also here this night, that I may know what the Yahweh will say to me more. And Elohim came to Balaam at night and said to him, if the man come to call thee, rise up and go with them. But yet the word which I shall say to thee, that shalt thou do, 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 thou do.
Here, the second part of this double portion right here. We have a double portion, 39th, here, the 40th, Balak. Stay tuned for the first day service, Sunday service, top of the Iowa for the full, the prophet's reading, Hasarah, and the new covenant reading, the Brit Chadasha. But here,
are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Khan.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad.
And here, Shema Yisrael. Shema. Here. Give ear. Right here is the Shalishi Aliyah. Offering up an Afora here for this Shabbat Balak. Here, picking up with the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Numbers. Here we are at Numbers chapter 22, picking up with verse 21 here for the Shalishi Aliyah, for this Shabbat Balak, Senbet Balak. Wayakam Bil'am Babokar, Wai Yah Bosh Eta Etono, Wa Yelek Im Sare Moab. And Balaam Bil'am rose up in the morning and saddled his ass and went with the princes of Moab. Wayakam Bil'am Babokar, Wayahbosh et etono wayelek in sare Moab. And Elohim's anger was kindled because he went, and the Melaaki Yahuwah and the angel of Jehovah, stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now he was riding upon his ass, and his two servants were with him. And the ass saw the Melaaki Yahuwah, the angel of Jehovah, standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And the ass turned aside out of the way and went into the field, and Bilam smote the ass to turn her into the way. But the Melaaki Yahuwah, but the angel of Jehovah, stood in a path in the vineyards, a wall being on this side and a wall on that side. And when the ass saw the Melaaki Yahuwah, the angel of Jehovah, she thrust herself to the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall, and he smote her again. And the Melaaki Yahuwah and the angel of Jehovah went further and stood in a narrow place where was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left. And when the ass saw the Melaaki Yahuwah, the angel of Jehovah, she fell down under Balaam. And Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the ass with a staff. And the Yahweh, Jehovah, opened the mouth of the ass, and she said to Balaam, "What have I done to thee that thou hast smitten me these three times?" And Balaam said to the ass, "Because thou hast mocked me, I would there were a sword in mine hand, for now would I kill thee." And the ass said to Balaam, "Am not I thine ass, upon which thou hast ridden ever since I was thine to this day? Was I ever wont to do so to thee?" And he said, "Nay." Then Jehovah opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the Melaaki Yahuwah, the angel of Jehovah, standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. And the angel, the Melaaki Yahuwah, said to him, "Wherefore hast thou smitten thine ass these three times? Behold, I went out to withstand thee, because thy way is perverse before me. And the ass saw me and turned from me these three times. Unless she had turned from me, surely now also I had slain thee and saved her alive." And Balaam said to the Melaaki Yahuwah, the angel of Jehovah, the angel of Yahweh, "I have sinned. I have upped up, for I knew not that thou stoodest in the way against me. Now, therefore, if it displease thee, I will get me back again." And the Melaaki Yahuwah and the angel of Jehovah, the angel of Yahweh, said to Balaam, "Go with the men, but only the word that I shall speak to thee, that thou shalt speak." So Balaam went with the princes of Balak. And when Balak heard that Balaam was come, he went out to meet him to a city of Moab, which is in the border of Arnon, which is in the utmost coast. And Balak said to Balaam, "Did I not earnestly send to thee to call thee? Wherefore camest thou not to me? Am I not able indeed to promote thee to honor?" And Balaam said to Balak, "Lo, look, I am come to thee. Have I now any power at all to say anything? The word that Elohim putteth in my mouth, I speak.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat Shalom. Shabuah Tov, a good, strong to come. Shabuah Tov, stay tuned for the first day service. Got a little more of this double portion, the prophet's reading coming up at the top of the Iowa. So right here, we have a double portion, leaving off with Balak and Balaam.
For this double portion. Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
And here we have the first day, the evening psalm for the first day, which is Psalm 24 right here. Gonna ride up. Join I and I if I is able to for the fullness of Sunday service, first day service, top of the Iowa.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Selah, 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 Selah.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Beautifully good. Malcolm Mahood here, beginning off the first day on the air in the Irish. Gonna come forward again, join I and I Rastafari Israelites YouTube, and also the backup channel Rastafari Foundation. Call in, 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761, and here we have
double course.